We have confirmation now that a total of 83 people were ejected from the 15th Ward sinkhole last Thursday. Sources are saying that among those recovered from the event, 14 have reported injuries, 3 are in critical condition, and 1 was declared dead at the scene. This marks the first fatality since the sinkhole opened, and the 7th person to have lost their life as a direct result of damage done to local infrastructure. Because of the relatively bloodless aftermath of the initial fling event, some people are blaming the death on the decision to evacuate the entirety of the 15th Ward, claiming that the lack of accessible emergency services prevented the deceased from receiving the care necessary to...
And all agree that there would have been more deaths if a resident of the area hadn't been present. So the real hero here is Dorian Oster. That's number 94 on the list, by the way, not 96. I've been trying to reach out to them for an interview since the 5th. Obviously, things are still a bit frantic right now in the sink, so I think that's pretty understandable. But Dorian, buddy, when you see this, hit me up. I'd love to talk to you. In other news, I've spoken to the server admins, and we're working on resolving the latency issues for those of you across the pond. Thank you so much for the patience, folks. It means a lot to me that you've stuck with me through all of these shenanigans, and...
Regularly scheduled release from the Pond Trans Infra Collective. Jullie favoriete experiential distributors and... your best friends. At least, we like to think so. It's hard not to feel close to folks you've shared so much with. As always, admission forms are accessible via the Data Hub. So, if you'd like to join us in the experience, waar wacht je nog op? Je weet al hoe wij ons voelen. Sincere interest only. You may think you've got it recursive, maar we weten het meteen. We can tell. We have an update on the sinkhole event that happened last month. Unfortunately, the resident who was present at the time is of NEV, and the reason they were allowed to remain goes deeper than the Paradigm Research connection. Hun kwam van de originele worp. 74% deep cranial sinkage. All NEV connective areas. It's a bust. Best bet is post-experiential data from one of the survivors. We gaan dan het begin missen, maar...
It's amazing how quickly people have identified most of the survivors of the second fling event, and how intense the response has been.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Probably the biggest news has to be that Dr. Timothy Morris is among the survivors. Mikhail Fedorov, the site director for Paradigm Research, is Morris's husband, and while he's never gone on record about it, keen-eyed observers have noted that even after almost 40 years of separation, Fedorov continues to wear his wedding ring. Isn't that romantic?
Yeah.
We're both so excited to see how this pans out. What a reunion.
Imagining of Two Deadly Discourses Starlight Embrace to mark the occasion. You ready, Finch?
Now, my dear, I know this all seems alarming.
Alarming.
We've been apart so long, you never could know.
Truly, I don't.
But truth be told, I find it all a bit charming.
Charming.
And now that you're here, my dear, I won't let you go.
Don't let me go, dear.
You spent so long alone, but now we're together. And all at once it seems I never were gone. And here we are again, embracing forever. I'm finally here and now I am home. Welcome home, dear.
And there we are. Right. Pardon the wait, Jim. We'll have to give folks a moment to hop in, so you might have to introduce yourself again later. But for now, why don't you tell everyone who you are?
Okay. Hi. I'm Jim Falk. If you know me, it's probably because I used to work at Tecto back when it was in the jacket. Sorry, it's the JMB, I guess, or the...
That's the Jackson Millennium Building, for those of you unaware. Mods, could one of you... Ah, thank you. Excellent. Amazing. Ahead of me as always, Vots. You don't need to worry about giving context. We can handle that on our end.
Cool. Sure. Cool. Yeah. Hi. I'm Jim. And I guess this is the future.
Well, I mean, depends on your perspective, I suppose. So, it's been 2 months since you came out of the hole. How are you adjusting?
Adjusting?
Yeah. Like you said, this is the future. Got to be a bit of a learning curve to it, I imagine. Lots to get used to.
You know, I'm sure you're right. I guess I just haven't got there yet.
No? Not impressed by the wonders of the future?
No. No. I guess I'm just dealing with the fact that less than a week after getting teleported into the future, given radioactive star leprosy, I had to hear about my ex-girlfriend trying to use a video we made, what, 40 years ago? Christ, to try and get famous off me for a second time. It's not even the first time she's done this. So, yeah. Is this the future? Because it sure feels like the same shit as always.
In order of appearance. This special anniversary episode features Ashley Jones as the reporter, Pacific Obadiah as the freelancer, Rowan von Grinsvan as the collective representative, Jasper Locke and Interiority as the romance bloggers, Daisy McNamara and Cale Brown as Aster and Finch, with instrumentals and composition by Amy Young, and lyrics by Cale Brown, and Vic Collins and Jesse Hall as Emrys Lord and James Jim Falk. Special thanks to Rowan von Grinsvan for translating the provided text. While Season 3 is not yet ready for release, I didn't want to let Sinkhole's first anniversary pass without doing something. So I hope you enjoyed this peek into the way the world outside of Dorian's apartment is reacting to the events of the Season 2 finale. As always, Sinkhole will return for Season 3 when it's good and ready. Stay safe, and try not to fall into any holes.